This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The New Day Advocacy Center in Ashland is running a fundraiser to maintain their operations following a significant loss in funding. Organization officials say they've been forced to cut two full-time and two part-time positions after losing around $300,000 in funding. The organization is looking to raise $20,000 through the fundraiser over the next few weeks. The funding had come from the Victims of Crime Act, but that funding was cut across the state from about $40 million to about $13 million. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation held a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Washburn County on Friday to mark the reopening of Highway 13. The road has been undergoing significant construction work over the past few months, including the installation of new pipes, utilities, and asphalt. The highway is a crucial transportation corridor for local businesses, which have struggled with fewer sales during the construction period. A second phase of construction on the highway is planned for the spring of 2027. With the gun deer hunting season getting underway this week, officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are encouraging hunters to participate in their deer donation program. The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years, and hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact their local processor to ensure they have space. A Sawyer County man has been charged after being accused of shooting a handgun out a car window while driving in a residential neighborhood. According to law enforcement authorities, the 18-year-old suspect was charged with concealing a stolen firearm, criminal damage to property, and disorderly conduct with the use of a dangerous weapon. The initial shooting incident occurred in the area of Poppletown Road in Hayward and allegedly began when the suspect and two others attempted to enter a residence to collect a $30 debt. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley was in the Chippewa Valley on Friday, highlighting a proposal for an additional $60 million in funding for career and technical education programs. Dr. Underley toured the career and technical education programming at Chippewa Falls Senior High School. During the visit, she shared the details of her proposal, including the allocation of grant funding for CTE programs, increasing funding for six career and technical student organizations, and providing more software and technical support for the programs. A legislative study committee is looking into new ways to manage the sandhill crane population. The committee is considering a bill that would direct the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to hold a sandhill crane hunt and begin establishing a reimbursement or rebate program for farmers whose crops have been damaged by the birds. Conservationists say lawmakers should not authorize a hunt until a new management plan is put in place. Under state law, farmers cannot get payment for crop damage unless there is an authorized hunt. If you've ever felt nervous about meeting up with someone from an internet marketplace, the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office and Duluth Police Department have you covered. The law enforcement agencies have established a safe exchange space for people to pick up items they've purchased online at the Joint Public Safety Building on North Arlington Avenue. The space in the parking lot is marked with yellow paint and is under constant video surveillance. Officials say parents can also use the space for child custody exchanges if necessary. Construction is officially underway on an expansion project for the paper company Sofidel in Duluth. Officials say the massive expansion project will cost around $200 million and should be completed in 2026. The project will be completed in two phases, and when complete, will provide the company with an automated warehouse to cut down on shipping costs. Officials also say the expansion will create an additional 160 jobs for the region. Construction on the expansion project has been underway for about 2 weeks. Wisconsin farmers may be able to get a slow-moving vehicle sign for their farm equipment for free. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute's National Farm Medicine Center and AgriBility of Wisconsin are offering the free signs in the hopes that they'll help farmers avoid accidents when using equipment like tractors on the roads. Any farmers interested in obtaining the free signs should contact AgriBility. The signs must be mounted in the center of the back of the vehicle and be clean enough to ensure other drivers can clearly see them. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked first in the country for collecting unwanted medications on Drug Take Back Weekend. According to a press release, over 55,000 pounds of unused or unwanted medications were collected this fall, with Texas ranking second with over 48,000 pounds. In total, Wisconsin ranks third for most pounds of medication collected all time with just over 1.3 million pounds. Officials are also reminding residents that there are over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes across the state. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can, kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. I just wanted it more. I just fired off the ball. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration. I just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for big, big savings and comfort this holiday season, you can buy Oprah's favorite sheets and PJs for up to 30% off. Her favorite pajamas have been marked down from $230 to just $160 Buku Dolores. It isn't cheap, but who doesn't want to go to bed feeling like Oprah Winfrey? HBO's wildly popular The Last of Us broke records for viewership on the streamer. Season 2 of the post-apocalyptic show will drop in spring of 2025, according to HBO chairman Casey Bloys. The Last of Us is based on the popular video game of the same title. The show stars Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, who will both return for the second season. Ramsey teased that the second season will be even darker than the first. If you're a Pascal fan and can't wait until spring of 2025 to watch him on screen, check him out in Gladiator 2, which opens November 22nd. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement. America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks, she's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are 4-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with rain developing later today, and there could be some heavy rain with a 0.5 to 1 inch of rain possible late today, tonight into early tomorrow. Our high today, 53, will drop into the mid-40s tonight. Rain ending windy tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.